Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So here we are. We're about to start our Pokemon tabletop game. This is based off the open source Pokemon tabletop adventures found at 1d4chan.org. All links to all the documents are on the site itself. It's 100% open source, so it's currently in development. And we're kind of making our own little brand of this. We're adjusting the rules a little bit because we kind of felt some things were a little off.
Huh. We're making this so it plays a little bit more like Pokemon interacts in the cartoon show.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, because the system is actually built to have a strict battle system
like the games,
recreated to a point actually that we feel is to a level of pointlessness.
But not to completely attack the system, they also make it open so that the character as a player is also a character themselves. They are also important. You get skills too. You can't necessarily learn how to ride a Ponyta instantly because you're like, oh wow, you're on fire. How do I know how to ride you properly?
You have to earn that Ponyta's trust.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
What would tabletop role playing on Nerd Show be like if we didn't have a food somehow?
Well, all traditional gaming, all tabletop gaming, must be accompanied by food.
Oh yeah.
And this particular one. We are eating delicious Blaziken wings.
A lot. Which are Blaziken on the
oh my
table.
God, good. And so hot.
These are extremely spicy, as Blaziken is. Okay.
This is nuclear honey teriyaki Blaziken, mm-hmm. Served to us by Wing Zone, who are, as far as I know, greatest makers of chicken wings.
Oh.
Blaziken wings. Blaziken
Listen
wings.
To those bones snapping. Oh, Blaziken bones.
Someone couldn't just wait to do Foley work. Jesus. He was like, really? Really? I get to do that? The first chance I get. Oh my god, here it comes.
Let's keep going. So, Hex is actually our game master.
Yeah. We had some fun during Midday Maze of Mischief. Mm-hmm. And so, I thought I'd come back and try this again.
We've done some test games, just a couple rounds to make sure we know how it all works. Now we're ready to do this thing. We're gonna tell a story, we're going to see what happens, and we none of us have any clue what Hex has planned for us.
We're going to die very slowly as these wings slowly take over our mouths.
You are a wuss.
So before I give a backstory of the world, why don't you each take turns introducing your character as your character? One of these characters may need help because they actually don't speak English.
Okay. Let me take this.
You got this.
Triforce Mike. And I'm playing Darren Kobe. God, it's hard to be an excited little boy.
I love your voice.
You're naturally an excited little boy.
I'm from Blackthorn City. I was being trained under Claire, the Dragon-type gym leader, to learn how to use Dragon-types. As part of our ritual, we were given a Pokeball to go out and catch our first Pokemon. But I'm a klutz and I dropped mine. And a Teddy Ursa used Pick Up and picked it up. And now that's my starter, the Teddy Ursa. I'm the laughingstock of my gym. Everyone has dragon types, so I'm gonna go to this Pokemon University because I'm a brilliant trainer with dragon types. So I have no idea how to use a normal type. So I'm gonna go to this university and I'm gonna learn how to train a normal type.
Important information. I am Tony, and my name is Martin Lantiao. I'm a 15-year-old trainer from Viridian City. And all my life, I looked up to my hero Gary Oak, sometimes known by his nickname Blue. I grew up on videos of him fighting his rival Ash Ketchum, also known as Red. And the two inspired me. So when he retired and moved back to Viridian City to pursue a career in science, I had no choice but to run over and just pester him day and night. He took a shining to me. He's an inspiration. I was so inspired that I'm going to follow in his footsteps as a professional ace trainer. He even gave me a Charmander from the line of the one he used back when he was a professional Pokemon fighting battle person guy. And so I'm attending this university where Red is a teacher so that I can learn under the tutelage of my mentor's greatest rival.
I'm Joanna, and my character is Jumanji McGee.
I forgot about that. Oh, you're gonna make me poop. Don't we laugh
today?
Wait, Jumanji McGee?
Yes.
I forgot that.
That's right. My name is Jumanji McGee. I was raised to be a Pokemon Ranger. I'm from Summerland in the Fiore region. Now, the problem is, I don't like just having Pokemon as pets. I want to train them like people in the rest of the world do. So I'm leaving. I'm going to leave this little island. I'm going to Pokemon University, and I want to learn how to train Pokemon.
I'm Brandon, and I'll be playing as, see if I can do this. Probably not, but... I'm playing as I'll just start off for sure. I'm playing as Jamesy Roquette. I grew up near the Lakes of Fire.
Rage.
Lakes of Rage. I don't even know where I am. My parents raised me in a fucking cabin for half my life and wouldn't let me out. The other half I was raised by my uncle fucking talking me out. I don't know where I am. I'm 37 and 120 pounds. I'm 5'5". I don't wear any clothing but a fucking coat. I roll my own cigars and I like cake. Go fuck yourself.
Who are your parents?
Some bitches called James and Jesse. I don't know which one is male and female. I didn't see him much. I was locked in a fucking cabin.
What's your Pokemon?
A fucking Commodore. It's the Commodore. You guess what it is.
Zubat.
It's a Zubat with no hell. It's the Commodore. Do I need to explain why it's called the Commodore? No, I don't. You'll figure it out.
Dark.
So Cap's gonna need a little assistance on this.
I got this.
So
Tark is a 7-year-old boy.
I did.
Possibly.
Don't
they found him in the safari zone, attached to a Totodile. He will not let go of his Totodile. They're always like holding each other and wrestling around. Like this is a feral child who was raised by a Totodile and maybe. And so he's been sent to the university to maybe, like, bring some normalcy to his life, but he,
We don't know.
His name is Tark.
We think.
And what he responds to. And, he will not leave the Totodile's side. And so here he is with other people training Pokemon. In this class of us, he's here with us, and there's a 37-year-old man, and then some 15 and 16-year-olds. How old are you? How old is your character, Jonna?
16.
Okay, so we're 16.
I'm 15.
7
and 37.
And I'm fat.
You're fat?
I'm a 5'5", 37-year-old, 120-pound, nothing.
Totodile.
So this is your rogues gallery for this game. Now, we kind of felt we should keep it somewhat in canon for some reason. And the moment Brandon said that his character was James and Jesse's kid and is 37... that squarely put where we are in the timeline.
You think I wanted to be their kid? They get fucking ass for this life.
So this is about 40 years after the games Red and Blue. And so Ash Red has since retired from being a sage up on Mount Silver and has actually come to Viridian City to become the headmaster of the Pokemon Academy there. Blue, Professor Oak, Gary Oak, he went on to become one of the Elite Four and then since retired and has retired to a pallet town to become a Pokemon professor, following in the footsteps of his grandfather before him. That's all that y'all will really know. The other characters may be in this game, but it's also 40 years later. They may be dead for all you know. So
Lance is my hero. He was the dragon type champion from 40 years ago. He was beaten by Red and Blue. Jerks. I don't like your idol.
All of these individuals have somehow gathered to the Viridian Academy, where they are being taught by a series of professors, including Ash Ketchum, who's also a professor. So he's Professor Ketchum, he's the headmaster. So without further ado, we shall begin.
Adventure brought to you by Wing Zone.
For when you need your Blaziken at its hottest.
So, y'all are in the Pokemon Academy in Viridian City, and it is the start of new day. You all have been sleeping in your appropriate rooms, in your appropriate dormitories.
I was on a bench outside. It's what I'm used to.
So it's my appropriate pile on the with my highly inappropriate Totodile.
Time has come, time has went. You guys, y'all had breakfast, and now it's time for your first class of the day. You are all taking a course under Professor Obutsu, who is teaching you about Pokemon observation and Pokemon catching. Now, this is a big day for all y'all, because it's actually involving a field trip today. Oh, hello, students. How are you all today?
Hi.
I'm good.
Doing great, Obutsu. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. James, must I remind you there's no smoking in the classrooms.
It's not lit.
Touché. As you all know, today is a big day. Today is the day that I give you all your Pokédexes. And we will have our first field trip into the Viridian Forest. So let's all walk outside, and once we're at the edge of the Viridian City, I'll hand you all your Pokédexes.
Before we walk out, I take out Godzilla, my Charmander, so that he can walk alongside me, stretch his arms a little bit.
My Teddy Ursa is already big now.
My Zubat and the Commodore is in my coat, and he'll come out when he's needed. Which is hopefully never.
Mark usually wears, like, onesie, kind of, like, juvenile detention hall stuff because he didn't really come with any clothing and never really adapted anything else.
Later action figures would come with clothing.
Usually it's unzipped and tied around his waist, and he's very brown.
My Charmander's usually out on force of habit because the Pokemon Rangers don't actually use Pokeballs, so foreign object.
So the six of us march outside to the edge of the Viridian Forest, and he hands each of you a Pokédex to use. Now, I must remind you, primarily, the point of this exercise is to observe Pokemon. It's not to catch. However...
Sir Tark threw his Pokédex.
Dark!
I'll get it.
Don't die, you didn't move.
Hey, prof, hypothetically speaking, how much would this Pokédex hypothetically sell for in a hypothetical store?
Pokédexes are so common.
Hypothetically,
that'd be worth nothing.
James, you make me feel weird.
Fuck yourself.
I will also be handing each of you a Pokéball in case you do come across a rare Pokémon. Here,
Pokemon.
He said another discernible word.
This is a big day for Park.
So, do we write that we have Pokeballs now?
You have one Pokeball.
I think I can remember that.
Yeah, you have one Pokeball and one.
I don't remember. Did I get one?
And you have one Pokédex. Now,
by the way, I'll flip over my Pokédex and I'm scrolling through it and just kind of figure out what's in Viridian City.
I flip it open and see a blue screen.
Like, are you looking for what's in the Viridian Forest?
Yeah.
Okay, you see, like, well, there's a Caterpie, there's Weedles, Metapods, Kakunas, Pidgeys, Butterfree's, Beedrills, Pikachus, Pidgeotos, Hoothoots, and Noctowls.
I close it. No Dragon types.
I take my Pokédex and aim it at Charmander like a camera.
Godzilla, smile!
Get his information.
I scan everyone's Pokémon.
I scan Totodile from a safe distance.
I'm outside now, so I light my cigar.
I see if I can scan Tark.
I got a Zubat reading from that man.
Yes, you did, boy. You did. One day I'll show you what's under the coat.
I put the Pokedex in my pockets because I have lots of them and there's all kinds of things in there.
It's like a dimension in there. For whatever you want, you plot a whole fucking club.
I think I saw bones in his pocket.
Sometimes
it was his or Jamesy's?
Both.
Oh, God. Sometimes I consult them.
Now, class. Normally, I ask my students to go out in pairs, but there is an odd number of you, so I'm going to ask two of you go with Tark, and make sure he doesn't eat anything. And make sure, double make sure the Totodile doesn't eat anything.
Like people or Pokemon?
Both.
It's Tark. Do we really need to ask?
Tark!
So pair up.
I'm going Tark. I don't trust James either.
Okay, well, it looks like there's two pairs and Jamesy, and I'm actually okay with no children wandering out with Jamesy. I have some attending to do in my class, so in my office. I have some paperwork, so go have fun. If anything happens, please call out.
Do we have C-gears or X-receivers or anything?
Yeah, you kind of have X-transceivers, so you can...
I could sell you if I needed to.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh my god.
Alright.
My Zubat flies out of my coat, starts looking at me, anxious for something. Roll up a cigar and give it to him. Light it up, he sits on my shoulder and takes a puff. He's relaxed now.
Alright, Marty, let's go.
Sharp's already stumbled in the forest.
I bet Jumanji better follow. Tark ran in first, so you two are wandering in.
I'm very adept at going through shrubbery, and since it's clear to me that I've gotten a full rein over, you know, wandering through these woods, then Totodile and I are wandering through these woods like a pair of badgers. Or whatever fucking Pokemon equivalent that is. What is that?
Zangoose.
Yeah. We're tearing that shit up like a Zangoose, motherfucker.
You come across a tree that has fallen down. And crawling over it is a Caterpie.
I'm communicating with the Caterpie. I'm trying to talk to the Caterpie. I from a safari zone, I know that, you know, there's a certain way to speak to certain Pokemon, and I don't know how to speak to a Caterpie. I presume you're only in a safari zone, close to tropical. So Totodiles, we kind of crawl over each other, so I'm sort of like on top of Totodile, like our heads are parallel, and we're like looking at this Caterpie, and like I'm just gonna like poke it between its big beady yellow eyes.
Okay, the moment you do that, it spits a string shot right at your face.
That was Totodile reacting to it. Put my hands up if I can.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I don't think I'm
for that. You're putting your hands up?
I mean, like,
to block it. You
know, like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, it's your hand was already there, so it's...
Oh, well...
Yeah, I don't think you have to roll for that, right?
It's more along the lines of... But yeah, roll a dexterity check for me.
16.
And then, what's your... No, you.
Toto died. Dark.
That was actually quick enough so that your other hand, you're like, ah! Quickly.
And blocked it from getting in my eyes.
Yeah.
Ooh! So then I start pulling on the string. It's coming out of the Caterpie's mouth.
The Caterpie's really good. What are you doing during all this?
I'm seeing it from older, but I'm not quite sure what to do, but then I take my Pokédex out and scan it. I have a chance.
I look at the string like, where does it go and where is it coming from?
You two, there's some antics with a Caterpie. Now you two, you're wandering around and lying on the ground. In front of you is a Metapod.
What is that? It looks like a green dick.
I scanned it.
That or a football?
No, see the ridge right there? That's a circumcision line.
Like, holy shit, you're right!
I'm serious.
Wait, I think I saw one of these in my mom's bedroom.
Metapod, the cocoon Pokemon. Metapod is the evolved form of Caterpie. Using a hard shell to protect its body, it prepares for its next evolution.
I'm gonna battle it! Teddy Ursa, go! Teddy Ursa, scratch it.
Roll for a scratch. No, yeah, you miss.
Aww. Yeah, there.
Metapod did harden.
Teddy Ursa, scratch again!
Okay, roll.
Aaron, why are you attacking a cocoon?
Yeah, hit.
I hit?
Sorry. 2d10, yeah.
5, 14. But you stay hardened to it.
Yeah.
I'm fighting this. Practice. Wouldn't you get the same amount of practice out of the test things they've got back at the academy?
How often am I going to fight a green dick?
You raise a valid point. If we see another one, it's mine.
All right.
Still just sitting there. It looks pretty low on life.
I'm going to attack it again.
Okay.
Teddy Ursa.
Oh, it did harden.
Start cheering for Teddy Ursa.
You hit.
16.
It dies. It doesn't faint.
Cute.
It dies.
forest.
What happens in Viridian Forest stays in Viridian Forest.
Now we're moving to Jamesy. Jamesy's wandering around with his little Zubat on his shoulder. And what does he see? He sees sunning in this little patch of light a Bulbasaur.
I stare into its eyes.
It's sleeping.
Silent, I don't move.
The Bulbasaur is sitting, sleeping.
I inhale slowly on my cigar. As I exhale, I throw the cigar in his face and dash at him with my fist. The cigar and my fist are both flying.
The cigar is fire-typed and super effective. Roll a 1d4 for me.
Four.
Times two, because it's double damage, because it's super effective. You hit it right in its eye. The Bulbasaur wakes up.
It's on fire. Is it alive?
It's alive.
I throw my Pokeball.
As your Pokeball is flying at it, someone else threw a Pokeball.
Zubat, go catch that Pokeball before it hits
him. Pokeball hits right as Zubat is swooping in, and the Bulbasaur is caught by someone else. Guy walks in a suit, and he goes, "Thanks, kid. I've been trying to figure out how to catch this guy for ages."
My Zubat looks at him and stares him in the face silently. He takes a puff of the cigar, and the Zubat spits the cigar in the guy's face and lunges at him. He uses Sonic, Supersonic. Should I roll for that?
Yeah, you roll for Supersonic.
A d20.
You fail. However, Commander still screeched doing his supersonic. All of you notice your Pokemon, their ears perking up and looking in a certain direction.
Yeah, and Tark probably hears it too.
Tark might actually hear it. So you all see your Pokemon, but you see Tark, Totodile, and your Charizard all looking in
Charmander.
You're all looking in a certain direction, like, I want to run that way. And you see Teddy Ursa and Godzilla looking in a certain direction, like they want to run off in that direction.
Teddy Ursa, do you hear something?
Godzilla seems to hear something. I think we should check it out.
Teddy Ursa, lead the way.
After him, Godzilla.
Okay.
Totodile starts going towards that direction, and I'm still on top of Totodile, but I also have the string on my hand, so we're dragging the string.
You are a clusterfuck!
I'm desperately into me.
We'll be right back.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You guys run up to see Jamesy here, out of breath, and Commodore nowhere to be seen.
What, old man, weird creepy old man, what happened here?
This Bulbasaur magically lit on fire, and I went to catch it, and some dude in a suit caught it first.
Magically caught on fire?
Spontaneous combustion. I hear it happens in these woods often.
What happened to your cigar?
I ate it. I smoked it all, it's gone. I do bad. I ate his too.
Where ain't your Zubat?
Yeah, where's Zubat?
You hear a screech going north.
Oh yeah, it went north. That'll way.
Teddy Ursa, can you track that? Okay.
He nods fervently.
Teddy, let's go.
Y'all chase after him. Okay. And you finally come across this man in a suit.
Does he have a cigar burn on him?
He has a cigar burn on him. And he's getting swooped at by the Zubat. By the Commodore. He's like, get out of my hair, you bitch! Alright, there's more of you.
That dark.
Clearly we're dealing with a Dracula. Like, by your accent, it sounded like a Dracula. Maybe it's not a Dracula. All I know is fire didn't hurt him.
I scan the man with my Pokedex.
It's not a Pokemon.
It's a Ditto.
It's not a Dracula.
Do I have to do everything for you?
You hear a booming voice, and this big, strong, buff-looking guy walks out. He's like,
okay, what happened here?
They attacked me. I caught this Bulbasaur fair and square, and then they started attacking me.
Is that so? You bunch of kids and you?
Don't look at me. Look at these bunch of kids.
That's his freaking bat trying to suck my blood and crap.
I pace back and forth and I light up another cigar. Let me tell you what really happened.
You know what? I don't even want to hear this bullshit.
Snaps his fingers. And out of nowhere, hear this rumble as this weird looking lizard comes out of the forest. It's this, like, 3'4" tall...
Scan it with my Pokedex.
Me too.
As do I.
We all scan.
Toxard, a previously undiscovered Pokemon. Analysis shows that this Pokemon may have been genetically engineered. Its toxicity seems to be high. So high that it exudes a radioactivity level that may be unhealthy for unprotected trainers.
Teddy Ursa, crawl up on my shoulder.
The Commodore returned to the coach from whence you came.
Tark feels very threatened by this. So he starts swinging around the Caterpie like a lasso, or more appropriately, like a Morningstar or Mace, and tries to sink it into this creature's head.
Toxard sees that, opens his mouth, chomps down. Right on the Caterpie. The string shot lowers.
And Tark pulls the string back and sniffs it, and it smells horrible. And then feels severe amounts of regret, realizing that he just did something really stupid and killed this dumb bug.
So you guys are just sitting there.
You guys with the ranged attacks, could you do range? Does anyone have ranged attacks?
Everyone give me a wisdom check. Basically, roll a d20. And add your actual character's wisdom. So 15? 15? So you two are 15s?
Mm-hmm.
You two feel trembling under your feet. Like actually from the ground, not from someone stomped on the ground. And you see Teddy Ursa freaking out that something's underneath it.
Do you want to go back in the Pokeball?
You also see Toxard, this weird lizard, giant purple, dripping with ooze monster, freaking out. As a Marowak pops out from under the ground, doing a dig attack on Toxar. And it pops up out from under the ground right in front of you guys. And Professor Obutsu shows up like, oh, what's going on here?
I don't know. We heard this screech and we went to find Jamesy and the Commodore was missing. And then we ran after this other screech and there was this bat attacking this dude in the suit's head. And I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on.
The bad guys start inching away, and behind them is sitting a Rhydon, just glaring at them. Screw this! I didn't even want a Bulbasaur! Throws it at you.
I can't eat. I say, great job, kid. I blow a kiss at him.
So, these bad guys zap up their Toxard, and they run off. And Professor Obutsu lets them run off. Well, it's been a rather hectic day. Let's go back to school, kids.
Who were those men, Professor Obutsu?
I don't know, but I better go talk to Headmaster Red. You should all take the day off and relax in the dormitory. So he escorts you back to the Pokemon Academy.
Mm-hmm.
He's instructed the other instructors that you are to have the day off and are relaxing. What do you guys do?
I go back to Viridian Forest.
I follow along with Darren.
Like, almost immediately, probably snuck away.
And Tark follows them in a way that they don't notice.
I stay back with a nice snack.
cupcakes.
I train the Zubat and the Bulbasaur by making them fight each other. right here in my room. I don't need to go nowhere. I got
Tell
two
me
Pokemon.
The Bulbasaur has one eye now.
My Zubat's gonna gain experience one way or another.
I gave you a fucking good Pokemon and this is how you treat it.
What do you mean?
It's gonna get experience.
He started by throwing a cigar in its eye.
It was super effective. Does the Bulbasaur have a name?
Yeah.
Winky. Target practice.
Burns a lot. Sir burns a lot. He was knighted.
Darren, why are we going back to the forest?
Because that shit was weird.
I can't argue with that.
Plus, you know, training or something. I'll figure it out when I get there. I've got a Pokeball and I didn't use it.
You know, so do I. Let's see if we can find... You know, I think there's Pikachus in there.
Okay, you guys arrive to the Viridian Forest. Tark, how closely are you following them?
There's no conceivable way that they do.
Yeah.
Well, I by no means am I saying you guys know Tark is there, because I bet that you could fucking sneak up like a fucking ninja.
Yeah, me and Totodile are being shockingly stealthy for being me and Totodile.
So I'm gonna treat the three of you as one interaction.
Okay.
See another Metapod.
You call dibs on this one.
Godzilla kick its ass.
What does Godzilla do?
Godzilla's gonna scratch.
Okay. 11, yeah, that hits this poor Metapod.
Okay, 19 it is.
It's knocked out. It's unconscious. It's not dead yet.
It's KO'd. Like, he gets the experience.
Like, ew! It's fainted. Yeah, you also got experience. We'll deal with that later.
You see that? One-hitted.
Whatever, dude. I get the next one.
All right, whatever.
I give Godzilla a high five.
So the two of you are looking at this Pidgeotto. You are looking at these two, looking at a Pidgeotto. So it's just sitting there and it sees you and it's glaring at you.
And I'm still like, scratch attack!
Okay. We'll roll to attack. Pidgeotto just smiles and does sand attack! So I gotta roll to see if Pidgeotto actually does it. What's your evasion? Ooh, he just barely gets his sand attack on you.
He got it, though?
He got it.
Oh.
So now your accuracy, he has to do a plus one for your accuracy check.
Ah, shite.
Now it's your turn.
All right, Teddy Ursa, do a scratch if you can.
That actually hits.
All right.
So what's the damage?
Let's find out. Everybody's evasion.
Total of 10? Cool.
Oh, 10 plus attack, right? So 12.
Yes, 12 minus his defense.
Right.
So that knocks it down to a 5.
Okay.
Pidgeotto just glares at you. Teddy Ursa does a gust attack on him. What's his evasion?
1.
Oh, misses.
You need a roll
day. I know. I need a better d20.
Teddy Ursa, lay into him.
Scratch.
Critical hit. Roll for damage. 11 times 2.
22.
Minus his defense, which brings up to a 15. So Pidgeotto's glaring at him, and he's just like, Pidgey, Otto, gust attack.
You got this, Darren?
Ooh. He hit. 6, plus 7, so that's a 13 minus your defense.
Which is what?
5.
5.
That's 8 damage. Pokeball?
Pokeball.
Pokeball, go!
You caught it. You got a cat. A level 7 Pidgeotto.
Pidgeotto! High five!
I thought I told you to stay in the dormitory.
Tark shrinks back into the dormitory.
You shrink into Professor Ubutsu. You bump into him. He's looking down at you.
Tark shrugs. Tark was here.
We saw him run off and we had to come after him.
Uh-huh.
No, it's true.
Roll it.
Like, what's that you're pointing at there?
Charisma. Roll your charisma check.
What's your charisma? My charisma is a 14.
Should I roll mine as well?
Mine's 4 minus 6.
So I got a 15 plus 2, 17.
Well, I appreciate that you went out chasing after Tark.
I'm sorry, sir. We found him. There was a Pidgeotto. It was getting messy.
I understand.
Darren stepped in. You were awesome, dude.
I stepped in. I caught. Come here, Tark, little guy. I go up and I. Okay. Well, Tark, you know, I'm just keeping an eye on him. You know,
well,
I think we're bonding.
Okay, well, let's do less bonding and more coming back. The headmaster wants to talk to all three of you. All
right.
Seriously? Red?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You'll refer to him as Headmaster Ketchum.
Yes, sir. Hey, can I go to the Pocus Center? Because these balls is sore. I roll for charisma.
What do you get?
20.
Why do you always roll 20s, you fuck? I roll like 1s, you roll 20s.
The headmaster wants to see you immediately.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It can wait.
I'm not really expecting you to do any battles between now and the headmaster. Okay, so you guys go up to the headmaster, and already waiting in the office are Jumanji and Jamesy.
Jumanji.
Jumanji's sitting in a chair, and Jamesy's sitting in a standing in a corner.
I'm sitting across the room from him.
I'm quivering a little bit.
The headmaster's not there yet.
I'm just checking out my balls.
Dude, you caught a Pidgeotto. What the fuck?
Tark and Totodile sit down on the floor, and Tark's like kind of squirming around, and Totodile's like doing this weird little dance in front of him, and they both start spitting on each other.
Pidgeotto, go!
In this office.
I scan Pidgeotto.
You already got it because you caught it.
No, scan it.
I know. I have my Pokedex again because I was stupid and decided to scan it.
Okay, mark down that you scanned your Pidgeotto, and you have a Bulbasaur scan, and
Tark sees that everybody has these things out, so he rifles through his pockets and pulls out a little undead Rattata and some like Mr.
No, Rattata. Don't scan the dead Rattata!
It's already scanned.
No, it's dead. He goes, this Pokemon is dead. This is really depressing.
Tark's got the Pokedex out, like, trying to mind what everybody else is doing, and it, like, it pings Pidgeotto, and he's like, and he sees that it has the picture of the bird there, and he's like, oh. And then he shuts it really quickly. And then opens it again. And it doesn't give him a new reading, because it's the same animal he's pointing it on. So then he points it at Jamesy.
And you see a Zubat.
You should have seen what I did to my Bulbasaur.
And
let's just say he's not quite feeling whole right now.
Tark's eyes are wide and it's weird, and he closes it and puts it away.
In this room, there are long rows of bookshelves, each one with the books of many varieties. Most of them are actually on old legends, Pokemon legends. Huh. As you all know, Professor Ketchum is actually the cryptozoologist expert in Kanto.
I take the most expensive book, expensive book on the shelf and put it in my coat quickly.
Roll wisdom.
What do I have to roll for that?
Roll a d20.
Is it actually wisdom?
Yeah. And minus, and just, yeah, it's a straight d20.
Yeah, you have to.
You roll a 6.
Damn, I'm not good at anything.
How did you know? You think this is a really
You actually
idea.
Think that the ashtray on his desk is more expensive than any book here.
I will use it. Who am I kidding? No, I won't.
Steal it anyway.
I stole the ashtray.
As you're reaching for the ashtray, a door opens and out comes this aged old man. Hello. Hello. He's wearing a sweater vest that has really weird-looking Pokemon patterns on it.
It's inflammable.
Pikachu.
It's got a lot of Pikachus, but also, like, Butterfreeze and other stuff.
All the Pokemon
I recognize him,
know.
Right?
What?
I do recognize this as Professor... Oh my God.
So, Professor Ubutsu told me that the five of you had an interesting run-in at the Viridian Forest.
We saw a Pokemon that the Pokedex didn't have a number for.
Interesting.
Yeah, it had a little bit of information, but it didn't have a number.
It was brand new.
It opened my Pokedex, and I go on the D-pad, and I scroll to it.
She's like, Toxard? Toxard? Let me see that. Looks at it, is like,
I also caught a Pidgeotto.
It's
on my shoulder.
Really? I'm impressed.
Thanks. You totally did. I beat a Metapod.
Congratulations. He says with a weird look. That's very strange indeed. I have traveled the world over, and I've never seen a Pokemon like this. He hands you back your Pokedex. That is a strange occurrence indeed. I have a mission. For the five of you.
I accept on behalf of us all.
The old man speaks for himself. But I might still do the mission.
Oh, I'm definitely going.
Mm-hmm. Hold one moment, please. And he goes into a storage closet. He's rooting around. Is anyone...
I go to steal another book while he's in the storage closet.
Roll wisdom.
Come on, book! It's going to come in handy later. I know it. Hold on. 10. Why can't I fucking roll anything higher than a 10? Does that work?
You just grabbed the nearest book.
Shit. Okay, I'm writing my inventory. I have a random book.
Okay, I'll figure out what exactly that book is later, because you don't even look at it. And he comes out with a wooden box, and he puts it on his desk. And it's a puzzle box. He starts turning things around. Then you hear a click. Mm-hmm. He opens the box, and inside is an egg. This egg is shimmering with different colors. You see red in there, you see gray, you see brown, you see blue, you see green.
Scan the egg.
I'm scanning the egg.
It's an egg.
Can we eat that?
Well,
I think
you could eat the egg, though that might destroy the world.
May. I like those odds.
Pulls out the egg.
Is Ash suspicious of Jamesy at all?
Incredibly so.
Especially given his hairstyling.
Teddy Ursa wanders over to the table and he's looking at me.
Aren't you a curious one? What's his name?
Teddy.
Oh, how cute.
Teddy.
You seem to be the most adventurous of the group. Okay. He hands the egg to you.
I take the egg.
Surprisingly light.
But he's staring in awe.
Don't you think the adult should be responsible here?
I think the responsible one should be responsible here.
I wouldn't call you responsible. You smell of alcohol.
Now, be very careful with that egg. Don't rush it hatching. Don't force it to hatch. Just let it hatch on its own time. I received that egg from a wise man when I was in my adventures back east. He told me...
Sinnoh?
No. A region that hasn't been shown in the Pokemon world.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And I was told that once I met 5 young adventurers, I should give it to them.
Well, I'm young compared to him.
We'll allow it. He makes up for him in youngness.
Hey, Tark, what do you think of this?
You get this, you start staring into it, and you see the swirling water within it. You're entranced by it. And as he's staring into it, so does the Totodile, so does Teddy Ursa. The Commodore is also has its face pointing towards it because it doesn't have eyes.
I'm holding the egg in one hand, and I have my traveling bag.
You see, as it's pointing to Teddy Ursa, all the colors kind of vanish, so it's just the plain white of the egg is...
Now I hold it over by Totodile.
You see blue.
Huh.
Dude, check it by Godzilla.
Put it by the Charmander.
The red is force facing.
Hold it, hold it by
Charmander.
Yeah.
The same reaction.
Same red.
Hold it by me.
I hold it by more by the Commodore.
By the Commodore, it kind of just kind of swirls around.
Huh. Okay. I'm gonna roll for wisdom.
Okay.
But I think I already know what it is. Yeah. I got a 10. I think it's detecting types. It's relating color to type.
Very good. Very good.
In my bag, I've got like a sheet, and I kind of wrap it in the sheet and I put it in the bag.
Take extra care for that egg. Make sure that it always observes the sunrise and the sunset.
Hmm.
Normally, we don't send you off into the world until you've received your formal training here and are invited to challenge Professor Obutsu at the Viridian Gym. I don't think any of you are really ready to combat him yet, but I would encourage you to actually step forth and begin your adventure, whatever it may be. In this hallowed halls of academia, you will not find what you're looking for, any of you, and you will not find what is necessary for that egg to hatch.
We won't let you down, sir.
Thank you. At your rooms are bags waiting for you with supplies for your adventure.
Can I go back to my room and see what's in my bag?
You go to your bag. There are 5 Pokeballs, and that's also where you get your Pokemon. That's where the Pokeball toolbox comes from, is in that pack. You also have 2 antidotes and 2 potions. You all have 5 Pokeballs, 2 antidotes, 2 potions. And a fresh water.
Restores 50 HP.
Hey man, go to the vending machines, don't buy potions.
And that's the end of this adventure.
Did you get more wood?
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Burton, for listening to this week's episode of Nerdy Show. If you have questions or comments, please feel free to send them to info@nerdyshow.com. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, Dungeons and Doritos, comics, videos, and more, go to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe, Mr. Burton, to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @NerdyShow or friend us on Facebook. We're not brought upon this world to get it, Mr. Burton. If you enjoyed what you heard, support Nerdy Show by telling a friend. Or better yet, give us your money, Mr. Burton, by visiting the Nerdy Show and picking up a t-shirt or donate directly for cool nerdy perks, Mr. Burton. Perks, Mr. Burton. I will bring you to the Hall of the Upside Down Sinners where you'll be skinned alive!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.